What reminds you when you look at the situation with Roger Bell of some of those moments of truth where you did not have the confidence, Dan? You did not feel, you know, sure that you could get this done. You're going against world champions. And what were some of the techniques that you began to use to get yourself to that place where you didn't worry about it so much?
Well, you know, Nick, we talk about it a lot, but when you stop being outcome oriented, it's much easier to just let the chips fall where they may. When you go up for that shot and say, hey, look, this isn't for the win, it's not for the loss. If we don't make this, we don't move on. You have to concentrate on the technique. I guarantee you, when Michael Jordan shot those last second shots against the Utah Jazz and the Cleveland Cavaliers, he wasn't thinking this one's for the win. He thought follow through, find your balance. And so I think that's really has to be the key to these guys when they're in the biggest pressure situations possible. When you start to struggle for a while, always you have to always go back to the basics. Always go back to what it was that got you there. And people just don't step up and become the go-to guy, the money guy, just out of nowhere. It's the guy with the most solid background, the guy who's shot the 100 threes every single day for his whole entire career. So I mean, the step up guys, it's not by mistake.